Hello, everybody. How y'all doing? We are here on this weekend. I want to talk about the Triton situation, the Triton Trucking Company, who was involved in the fatal accident some time back. And I remember mentioning how truck companies are always pushing the limit on drivers and making them drive longer, always trying to, you know, push the envelope. And you get a lot of fatigue drivers out there on the road. A lot of times they're trying to make up for the lack of drivers, or they're trying to make up because of the situation where the company is losing contracts, you know, so they need to make sure that they be able to secure these contracts by allowing drivers to drive, you know, longer hours than you know, normal, than needed. You know, as far as them not getting the rest, the proper rest that they need while out there on the road. Again, we talk about safety. Drivers are not out there making a lot of money. Drivers, you know, you see a lot of the advertisements, they'll pay you $1,000 or whatever to, you know, and $1,000 is really a slap in the face a week to a lot of these drivers who are not at home most of the time, who are on the road. They have to get up right after 10 hours and get right back on the road. And these companies are pushing these drivers to the max. They're pushing them to the max. These drivers be tired, they be fatigued. Now, it did come out later on that this driver obviously was intoxicated. Okay, I'm sure it had to be alcohol. They didn't, you know what I'm saying? There's so many things that like regulation has done to basically make the industry a lot more unsafe than safe. You know, there was three people that were killed and there was others injured, and you know, because this Triton truck actually hit a shuttle bus that was shuttling people. And this company had been, you know, kind of rigging and falsifying their logs to basically keep the driver out there. See, the problem is drivers are victims more than anything. And and this is another example of what I'm always stressing is drivers, when they're out there, they're being slaved and victimized and told in so many ways how to beat the system, and they're not compensating them like that much. Everything falls on you as a driver. They were obviously working with some offshore company whom they would call to falsify their logs, basically just to show that they possibly had two drivers in the truck and one was being relieved, which will allow that truck to keep going. And you had one driver come on there and clearly state that, hey, I was not even in the truck with this guy. And what does that tell you about these companies? Now, aside from companies going out of business, you do got a lot of companies that are going out of business. And it makes you wonder, you know, where is the future of driving is headed? You know, nobody, you know, really likes to take the back of the driver. These companies, that's why I've always said, when you're a driver and you're out there, don't go for the okey-doke with companies, because they'll put you in a position to do something illegal. And when you do it, it falls on you. They're looking at you as the person that had the ability to say no. These companies don't care about drivers like that. That's a perfect example. They don't care about you as a driver. All they care about is getting that low move by any means, and cross their finger that don't nothing happen by you violating the rules. If this driver was intoxicated, maybe he felt he needed something to keep him up. I'm not saying he was right by it, but these are issues that are going on a regular basis with companies that are, you know, pushing their drivers to the limit because of fear of them actually losing their job. I've always said that drivers should be, you know, bringing home no less than $15,000 to $2,000 a week as a driver. Yes. Drivers are highly underpaid. For what they have to do, they're underpaid and overworked. When is people going to start recognizing that drivers are like underpaid and overworked? It's ridiculous what you go and learn to do that an average person really don't want to do, or don't have the skills to do, not interested. The drivers that are in this industry, you got to value them. And I'm hearing more and more drivers saying they want to get out of the business because they can't afford to even take care of their basic necessities, as far as, you know, certain just, you know, things like car and, you know what I mean? And some of them say, you know, they're falling behind on their bills. And to like, basically diminish a lot of these drivers who are out for things, and then having them put money into like SAP program when there could be a completely different approach, when they're not even working and they don't have records. You're taking so many drivers off the road, and then you hear a lot of drivers say they resort to drinking alcohol now, because they can't choose to do certain things on their off time. And I've always said, you're going to get more accidents now with this clearinghouse in the scene. They're like, they're just popping up regularly when you got over 100 and some thousand drivers sitting out with good driving records. Like, what is it going to take for them to wake up? You know, the industry is not doing that good as it is, and I imagine with all these lawsuits flopping around everywhere, because I mean, you know, and I'm sure they coming by the dozens just about with every accident. Again, that does not take away my stance on individuals being able to do what they want to do on their off time. You know, let swab drivers and allow these drivers to do their recreational on their off time. That should be completely up to them. Shouldn't be controlling what a driver does on his off time, because you have all these drivers who are willing to be driving right now and be coming back to the industry. What's going to happen with a lot of these drivers that are out right now and losing their jobs? Some of them may not return. Some may just say that they're tired of this whole situation and just go and do something else completely different altogether. You know, when you lose drivers, only a fraction of them is going to come back. And like, that might give them a reason to walk away from it, because all these jobs and all these companies that are letting drivers go. You know, and I understand that things are not going too well with the situation with the, you know, the ports and stuff in Baltimore with the bridge collapse and all, but, and that's putting a strain on, you know, a lot of goods and stuff in the industry and, you know, the transportation industry. And it's not like we need any more strain. That was inevitable. But there's so many things that can be changed. And yet we still choose not to change it when the industry is actually going in the wrong direction. Where you obviously got companies that are competing for loads. And you got brokers who won't give drivers loads because they got another carrier who is basically going to take it for cheaper. And these drivers, they can't compete. I mean, I just don't understand, like, with all of what's going on with the economy, the drivers losing their job. And then, you know, with a lot of these drivers who done paid for their CDL, who done earned it, and they shouldn't be forced to have to go through any type of, because them drivers are going to come in handy when things pick back up and you're not getting drivers, people are not attracted to the business as much, and those drivers are going to come in handy when things pick back up. You're going to need, the industry is already hurting, you're going to need those drivers. So to diminish them to an operator license, what is that supposed to be, starting in November? That's like the worst thing you could do. Because now you're going to really be playing it unsafe and rushing people out there, because now it's going to be a rush game to rush people out there with little to no experience and expect them to do everything, you know, as the ways a lot of the experienced drivers who understand and been out there. It's going to be the economy is picking up whenever that is. And then, you know, you're going to have this surge of needing to get drivers out there to pick up the slack. And those 100-some thousand drivers, when things do get right, not sure when that is, those drivers will come in handy. Like, everything about this whole situation is bad. You know, change and implement different regulations and stuff. And, you know, I think the saliva swabs, though, I think that would be a good thing, because, you know, you got all these drivers out for something that they, you know, potentially done 3 weeks ago. There's no proof that they're intoxicated. There's no proof they're or anything. You're just exiting out these drivers, and now you're standing behind them. You know, as far as their licenses, you're standing behind this situation. As far as their licenses being diminished to an operator license, when these drivers are gonna come in handy when things get back better. Because you're going to lose a fraction of drivers with all these drivers that are being laid off and let go and stuff like that. They're not going to return for a lot of different reasons. Because you have a lot of them already on the verge of wanting to walk away from the business anyway. The trucking industry is hurting. Like, and what are we going to do? Maybe I'm starting to wonder if this is intentional. You know, I can't help but to think because, you know, rising costs and, you know, for owner operators, insurance companies are at the forefront of a lot of this. Then you're going to get companies who are going to try to do things to cut corners and stuff and cause more fatalities and everything. You know, it's just like out of all the we will weave out one thing that we think is so bad to replace it with 20 other things that's even worse. You know, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. And again, particularly younger people who are in their prime are not that excited to actually get on the road during during this time. It's so many things that just does not sound like a good idea. This is going to be more detrimental. And these companies, the way that they're acting, everybody know that these companies don't care anything about a driver. You're a means to their ends. I mean, you know, it basically, drivers don't make a lot of money. The money is not there. Your drivers were already, like, underpaid before all of the surge of, you know, and the down spiral of, you know, the economy and you know, in the carrier situation. All of this, you know, drivers already were underpaid. And they make things sound so good. Things are not as good as they make it sound. They make it sound so good. They make it sound so attractive. Particularly to a new driver who coming in. And again, I'm not saying that there's not work out there. You have to get in the proper situation, but it's like a needle in a haystack. And then you got all these drivers who are out undergoing things, undergoing a situation as if they abuse something, and that's not even the case. But it's, to me, it's just like I said, I said it before, I think it's just a more of an economic cultural thing. I just feel like it's more of a economic cultural thing. Whoever came out with this idea, because all of them other drugs are the drugs that causes people to have more of a withdrawals and stuff like opioids, alcohol, methamphetamine, and different stuff like that, you know, cocaine. All those drugs are the drugs that make people have withdrawals that don't stay in your system. And marijuana should be treated just like alcohol. It's legal in every state, just about. It is recreational, just, you know, in every state, just about. There's more health benefits. You think a person needs to be on the road and allowed to drink alcohol on a regular basis that is a lot worse for your health and then get back in a truck? And you're sitting there in the truck all the time and everybody know that alcohol, beer, and all that type of stuff, alcohol is worse for your body and it allows you to put on more weight and it causes more health conditions while you already in a situation that does not fully give you the proper exercise as it is. It's a lot worse on you contributing to the fact that you are a truck driver. There's so much wrong with this. You hear guys say, man, I'm tired of drinking. I'm tired of drinking. My liver this, my liver that. You know, it's like, you know, but it's legal when you're not driving. Everybody don't want to drink alcohol. That's just one scenario. This forcing people out of the industry. But aside from that, you know, I'm speaking more so on just drivers, being underpaid, and drivers are losing their jobs at a high rate, and it's not a business that people are highly attracted to. Like, something needs to give. Like, there needs to be an overhaul in how they are conducting. I mean, if drivers are winning, then obviously the companies will be winning. But the companies are cutting corners to get things done to prevent from failing, and it's still not doing any good. It's actually becoming more of a hazard for these companies and for the drivers. It's becoming more of a liability. But insurance companies are putting the wrong thing at the forefront of liabilities, because these drivers now, with the lack of drivers are driving tired, overworked, high costs, regulation costs. They have to cut corners to try to keep things going. And I'm no economic expert, but somewhere along this line of money flow, there needs to be like some troubleshooting, you know, to allow things to keep flowing properly. And it seemed like all the wrong decisions are being made. Anyway, peace out. It's A1. You guys be safe out there. And diversity all the way. Hopefully things will get better. I don't see it at this point. You know, there needs to be a lot of reform done, you know, particularly with the testing, Because you got drivers out literally in their licenses on the line for a pre-employment, for something that you know, they did a month ago. But yet you alter this narrative that people out there abusing anything and people are not being responsible. That's not the case. And it's hurting the industry. It's hurting the industry, man. Peace out. This is A1. Love y'all. I'm out. Peace. Diversity all the way.